breaking news from CNN Radio. I'm Cheryl Castro. Actor Corey Haim is dead. CNN's Jim Roop joins us live with emerging details. Jim?
And there are not many yet. The LAPD tells CNN the 38-year-old Haim was taken to Providence St. Joseph Medical Center in Burbank, where he was pronounced dead early this morning. It's being called an accidental death, a possible drug overdose. No secret, Haim has battled substance abuse for many years. An example, an incoherent 2001 interview about his early career.
They were one refrigerator and...
More details to follow. This is breaking news from CNN Radio. I'm Jim Roop in Los Angeles. Cheryl?
Also from CNN, new developments in the case against the Pennsylvania woman known as Jihad Jane. 51-year-old Colleen LaRose has been indicted for allegedly recruiting people on the internet to carry out terror attacks overseas. One neighbor's reaction?
It scares the hell out of me.
LaRose was arrested back in October. Students, alumni, and teachers gathered last night to protest the firings of all teachers at a low-performing Rhode Island school.
Everyone's making all these decisions, and they're not taking into consideration the people who are there 5 times a week.
That's former student Teresa Agonia. A high-priced bill to extend unemployment benefits is moving forward in the Senate. Some call it a band-aid to stem the bleeding in the labor market. International business professor Peter Morici goes one further, saying the measure could have a negative consequence.
In Europe, what we found in the 80s was these kinds of benefits actually encourage unemployment.
President Obama welcomes Haiti's president at the White House today to discuss recovery and reconstruction efforts. Nan Buzzard with the American Red Cross says progress has been made, but much more is needed.
In many ways, we have an extremely grim situation.
Healthy men want more sex for more years compared with healthy women. That's the finding from researchers at the University of Chicago. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
I'm WLNS Chief Meteorologist David Young. For today, we'll see mostly cloudy skies, some scattered showers out there. Temperatures still mild, though, in the low 50s. Winds today southeast around 5 to 15 miles per hour. For the overnight hours, lows don't even fall out of the 40s. More scattered rain showers on the way, so a mild night. Then as we head into Thursday, it gets even warmer. High temperatures in the mid-50s, and another good chance we'll see more at least scattered rain showers. From the WLNS Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist David Young.
One thing defining successful people in Michigan is the ability to look back and remember those who inspired their goals and dreams. For physicist, nuclear engineer, and Next Energy CEO Keith Cooley, his career inspiration was formulated at Pontiac Central with philosophy teacher Mr. Hayner, who taught him a different way to look at the world.
Whether he was talking us through the finer points of a particular argument around medicine, society, science, war, or what have you, he always wanted to make sure that we were willing to listen to an alternative point of view.
For many successful Michigan business people like Keith Cooley, it was a teacher who made all the difference.
Just gave me that special point of view and helped me to be a different kind of person when it came to understanding how to make good decisions, how to take in data, how to be a success.
Today, the teachers and union members of the Michigan Education Association provide leadership training and education, guiding students to the careers defining our state's future. The MEA, preparing students for the jobs Michigan needs. Learn more at MEA.org.
Welcome to Lansing Next on TalkLansing.net. It's the show that focuses on the people, issues, and events affecting Lansing's next generation. I'm Julie Lynn Gibbons.
And I'm Daniel J. Hogan. Each week, we're excited about highlighting the best that Lansing has to offer, be it the people to know, places to go, or the latest tech.
And each week, you can count on us to bring you an hour-long show packed with the very best that Lansing has to offer. Lansing Next begins now. Welcome back to Lansing Next. This is Julie Lynn Gibbons.
And Daniel J. Hogan.
And we are back for our fourth show. Can you believe we've made it this far?
Yes, it's a nice even number. Four, with all those lines crossing and, you know.
It is.
Being the fourth number be reached.
So if you have OCD, with numbers. We're better than that.
Wow.
But,
wow.
I'm just saying. Well, we want to thank all of you for joining us again. The last 3 weeks
yes,
have been
always.
A little bit of a roller coaster.
And but a fun roller coaster like the Iron Dragon.
Yes,
at Cedar Point. That's my favorite roller coaster.
Something like that. It's been a crazy last week. We had Ignite 3.0.
Yes, we did.
And we've got a great show coming up. We're going to be talking about a lot.
We always have a great show coming up, Julia Lynn.
Well, right. But this week we especially have a great show because mm-hmm. we are going to be talking about Ignite. And in case you missed it, there's been a little bit of controversy following Ignite.
Little does not do it justice.
Okay, fair enough. But coming up, we're also going to talk about a Spartan who had her kind of debut on the red carpet, which is awesome. And our guests, we've got two pretty awesome guests.
Yeah, we do.
So we've got Ivy Hughes, who is the editor, dame of reigning over all of the capital gains land.
That's right.
And Ryan Knott. And he is an amazing
talented
musician.
Yep. And someone who is a big supporter of local Lansing stuff.
And but we're having him here because
he founded the Lansing Happy Hour Club.
Yes.
Meets every.
Have you gotten your membership card in the mail yet?
You bet I have. It's got Ryan's picture with a thumbs up.
Actually, there is no membership card, but we'll be talking about exactly what that is. Excuse me. I'm just, you know, frog in my throat, I guess.
You gotta stop eating at all those restaurants.
So anyways, we've got a great show coming up. But before we get to our guests, because they're definitely worth hanging in there for.
And they're tired of waiting for us to get to them.
Yeah, they've been good guests. Ignite.
It was fun.
It was last Friday.
Yes, it was.
It was a blast. We had, 600 people? Is that what I saw?
They sold 600 tickets, and I think they had at least...
Probably had a couple stragglers.
A couple stragglers come in, yeah.
But there were lasers?
There was lasers. And smoke, and cameras, smoke? Steady cam operator.
Popcorn.
All kinds of fun stuff, yeah.
Should we see how many shows we can mention Cravings Popcorn in?
No.
We had, what else? We had music.
That's right. We had the photo booth company was there. That was fun.
Yep. And we had
fire breathers and hula hoopers.
You make it sound like a sock hop. It was a little more advanced than that.
Okay, fine. They had lights in their hula hoops, but they were still hula hoops.
It was flames. They had flames.
I missed the flaming hula hoops.
They're actually
on fire. Okay. I saw them twirling flame stuff around, but I didn't see that on the hula hoops.
But you were one of 15 presentations.
I was one of 15. I was in the last group. I was in group C.
And did you have fun presenting?
Yes, I did. I had a great time, and I also won my group.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
What'd you get?
I got a whole bunch of cool stuff. I got a... big like Pilsner glass. It says congratulations Ignite Lansing 3.0, which I'm hesitant to actually use for its purpose because it is kind of a trophy, but then I kind of think, well, people drink out of the Stanley Cup, so
victory beer.
Yeah,
victory beer.
I gotta go buy some beer so I can have a victory beer out of it. And I got some TechSmith software and some cool books about public speaking and doing slideshow presentations and all kinds of neat things.
So tell everybody, for those of us who missed it, what your presentation was on.
It was on how to survive writing a novel. And I just kind of went crazy and had fun with it.
And some of the other presentations, I mean, they kind of ran the whole gamut.
Gamut, yep. One of the ones I especially enjoyed was about what food you should or shouldn't eat. I mean, I don't think that's the actual title, but that's essentially what it was. I enjoyed that quite a bit. I remember one of the rules being never eat anything that's advertised on TV or that you get out of a window.
That's a good rule.
I was thinking about that last night. I was watching TV. I'm like, oh yeah, that does look pretty bad for me. I probably should not have that 4-pound steak or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, to say the least. But even though Ignite was an amazing event, I mean, they opened up the Knapp Building downtown mm-hmm. in Washington Square, which had been closed for, 6 years or something like
at
that?
At least.
They opened that up, and we squeezed all those people in there. We had all the music. We had flamethrowers. We had amazing presentations. And what happened afterwards?
Someone didn't have a good time.
So John Schneider, who's a columnist for the Lansing State Journal.
Correct.
He I actually enjoy a lot of his columns. He's a good guy. I've met him. I know he and his wife, we're not like besties, but, you know, he's a good guy.
So what you're saying is he is not getting a Christmas card this year?
Yeah, probably not. Probably not. But he didn't, he wasn't such a big fan.
Yeah, he did not have fun, and he only stayed for the first 5 percenters out of 15, which to me, that's like staying for the first half hour of a movie. You know, you don't really get to see the whole shebang. And I've talked to people who helped organize the event, and they said they kind of put some of the more what they thought entertaining ones might be later in the show. And
well, you know, he had a column in Mondays.
Nothing against the people who went first. Obviously, I mean, some of my favorite ones were in the first group. That's just why they, well, how they kind of went
but,
for it.
But Schneider had a column. It appeared in Monday's LSJ.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you can, definitely pull it up. But his quote was, "The five presentations I watched would have put a Kiwanis Club to sleep." Now, I mean, a Kiwanis Club. First of all, do you know anybody in the local Kiwanis Club?
I know someone in a Koala Club. Is that the same thing?
No. Kiwanis Clubs are basically, as I think of them, older gentlemen.
Okay.
Would that be safe to say?
I'll have to go on your guess. Okay. I don't really know.
Anyways, I mean, the point is that he was really putting it down. He really slammed it.
Well, yeah, that was
And he only
obvious.
Stayed for five.
I got the joke, regardless of what, you know, not really knowing what a Kiwanis Club is, but I got the point that he didn't enjoy himself, and he thought it was incredibly overhyped, to which I had issue with because I don't really recall it being overhyped. And we kind of talked about this. You said there was a lot of buzz. I said there's a difference between hype and buzz.
Right.
Hype is when you dump $100 million into promoting a movie that's a total flop. Buzz is just people talking about it on their own. That's an entirely different thing, at least in my opinion.
Right. I mean, a lot of people were excited about it. A lot of people our age, because it was an event for our age group to really come together. Now, there, to be fair, there were lots of people there from all ages.
Right. It was a good cross-section.
But would you say it was like more geared towards people our age? Or
yeah, that's kind of how I approached it.
I mean, because there was a lot more talk about technology and online tools and
creating new communities, which,
yeah,
you know, you and I have our, you know, age demographic. We're kind of still finding that niche.
Right.
As far as well, for my community here,
we have to give a big props to Ari Adler, our buddy Ari Adler, because he wrote a really good response to
the
Schneider's column.
Yeah, on his blog, ariebadler.wordpress.com.
Yeah, and it says it's actually called "The Monday Morning Quarterbacks of Ignite: Lansing Just Don't Get It."
Yeah, I think Ari pretty much hit the nail on the head. I think I actually put that in the comment section. That was my comment.
Well, and I think what was most notable about that is his wife, Jessie, who's also our age.
Right.
You know, the quote that he used inside the blog post was that to her, it felt like a city.
Right. And that's how I felt.
All of us coming downtown.
Yes.
You
at
know,
the event. Because I went to NBC, Michigan Brewing Company next door right after. Then I went to Tropo.
Yeah.
Then I went to Jimmy John's with, you know, everyone after that. I mean, a lot of people were downtown doing stuff on a Friday night, just kind of going around downtown. It was great. There was a lot of energy, a lot of people having fun.
I mean, is it just me or does Lansing need more of that?
Yes.
All right, John Schneider, we have decided you are wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You are wrong.
I think any event that brings a few hundred people downtown on a Friday night is a good thing.
Yeah, and we're having fun.
And it was a free event, too, right. Which
right.
I don't know. I think he just didn't like having to wait in line to get inside.
We'll link to the story on our Facebook page and to Ari's response, because I think it really rang true, at least for me.
Yeah, a lot of people who I've talked to who went there, you know, they really enjoyed it. And it met all my expectations. I don't really know what he was expecting. It sounded to me like he was expecting something else and maybe just got it mixed up with some other type of event, if that's possible, which, you know.
I had a great time.
Yes, and that's the important thing. You and I had a good time.
So in other news, more kind of fun news, we had a girl from MSU, senior.
That's right. She
had her dress that she designed worn on the red carpet.
That's right. She designed it for James Cameron's wife.
Wife, yes.
Yes.
Not James Cameron. That could have been entertaining, though.
Hey, you know.
He might have won an award if he'd won it.
The guys from South Park
wore
dresses that one year when they were in the South Park movie was nominated for best song.
It could have been fun.
Yeah.
But the reason she won this award is because she actually designed a dress that was sustainable and environmentally friendly. She made it out of silk. And I guess what I didn't know is that when they used silk before, they actually had to kill the silkworms.
Oh, man.
To make the silk.
That means I got to throw out all that underwear now.
I don't want to know about your boxers. Or
I wasn't
or
talking
anything.
About boxers. Trust me.
I don't
me.
Want to know about those either. Especially don't want to know about those.
Some guys have power ties. I have power other things.
Moving on. So anyways, it was interesting because she wore this dress. It was environmentally friendly, and it won out of all these entries across the entire country.
It's amazing.
Pretty impressive.
Great. Way to go, MSU. Way to represent.
And I read about that story yet.
Where?
In Capital Gains.
How about that?
CapitalGainsMedia.com. We'll also be linking to that on our Facebook page.
And then we can
speaking
talk,
of that.
Yeah.
Do you know who's coming up next?
I should hope so. She's kind of my boss.
And her name is?
Ivy Hughes.
Ivy Hughes, editor of Capital Gains, will be joining us to talk about, she's a bit of a world traveler.
Yep.
And she chose to come to Lansing and stay here. So we're going to find out about what that's all about. This is Lansing Next on TalkLansing.net. We'll be right back.
And we're back. This is Lansing Next on TalkLansing.net. This is Daniel J. Hogan.
And I'm Julie Lynn Gibbons, and I am super excited for our next guest.
You're always excited.
Well, we only have cool guests on. That's why I'm excited.
Good point.
All right. So since you know her, since you claim that I know everybody else,
which is true.
Why don't you do the introductions, Mr. Hogan?
Okay. Joining us now is Ivy Hughes, editor of Capital Gains, an online magazine. Which you can be found at capitalgainsmedia.com. How you doing, Ivy?
I'm doing well.
Oh, you forgot one thing, though.
What did I forget?
Traveler extraordinaire.
Ooh, I
Pardonne-moi.
I do. I know for certain you have more stamps in your passport than I do. So.
Hi-o.
It wasn't meant like that, Dan.
Okay. Hey, I don't know.
Dirty bird. Anyways, welcome, Ivy.
Thank you.
How long have you been at Capital Gains?
I've been at Capital Gains since it started, and we launched in August of 2007.
Wow.
So I've been there for a while.
So do you feel like you've been there forever?
Yeah, because I have.
I've been there like a year, and I feel like I've been there forever.
Oh, no.
But you still keep going back.
I need the money.
Oh, gosh. So, but you know what I think is really interesting about you, Ivy, because I've known you for a couple years now, is that you are not from here originally.
Nope.
Like us. Neither Dan or I are here from originally. But you're not even like from Michigan originally.
No, I'm from Colorado.
So why the heck did you come to Michigan?
Well, my husband and I are either really optimistic or really stupid because we came here for a job. We moved from Colorado to Michigan for a job in the mortgage industry.
Both of you?
Well, he had the job. I didn't have a job, which makes it even better.
You were feeling adventurous.
Exactly.
Yes. It's all about framing.
Yep. 6 years ago. And yeah, that's our story.
And you've been here ever since.
Yep.
So suffice to say, you're not a Red Wings fan.
I hate the Red Wings.
No. Oh, my God. I hate the Avalanche, so we're even.
All right.
All right. We just won't talk
one
about hockey.
One.
Yep. I had to get that in there,
So how did you get into this whole Capital Gains thing?
Actually, I used to work for a political newsletter called MERS. I covered the state Senate. And while I was doing that, I kind of started building a freelance career. And after the 2007 insanity of, the non-passing of the budget,
yes,
I was done. So I had met the publisher of Capital Gains at the National Governors Association meeting. And we just talked, and lo and behold, this publication came out. So
awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
So in like your own words, can you kind of describe what Capital Gains is all about? Like, I don't know, a mission statement or something like that?
Yeah, we write about growth, development, and innovation in the mid-Michigan area. I've done this a couple times.
Yeah.
And we talk about the people and ideas, or we try to talk about the people and ideas who are kind of moving this area forward, kind of out of the old mentality and into a new
and you're not really mentality. It's not really like a cheerleading publication. You're just, hey, this is some cool stuff that's going on. Like,
yeah,
you don't have
niche,
to build it up.
Yeah, it's a niche publication, definitely. I mean, certain publications write about sports. We specifically write about the stuff that's going on.
So why do you stay?
In Michigan?
Or Capital Gains?
Well,
because you don't have to.
I don't have to. We have decided to stay in Michigan because there are certain things about Michigan that we both really enjoy. We have a great house on the east side. There's absolutely no way that we could afford a house like that in Colorado. The diversity of the neighborhood and the quality of the house in terms of having an old house rather than a cookie cutter garage on front house.
Subdivision.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's much more difficult to find in Colorado. We really like the people here. It took me a minute to get into that, though. People here are a little bit more closed until you can get to know them, and then they're very hospitable.
Well, don't you think there's the issue, there's like a lack of people our age to go?
Yeah,
to kind of congregate at. So it's harder to meet people.
It was really hard for me in the beginning.
That's a problem I had as well when I moved here back in 2005.
Yeah, it's really challenging. Actually, I couldn't decide when I first moved here if it was the weather, because in Colorado people are out all the time, and in Colorado most people are transplants. But here it's the opposite. And so I couldn't figure out if it was the weather or the lifestyle or what it was, but it took a very long time.
So now you're here.
Yes.
And you like it here? And you do travel a lot, though.
We do. We travel all the time.
So just off the top of your head, where have you been?
Well, last year I spent 7 weeks in Argentina, and Peter joined me for the last two.
I remember that because that's like when I first started doing freelance feature articles, and there was like a month or so where I couldn't send her any stories.
Yeah, I was MIA. I tried to get internet, and then when I did, I was like, oh, why did I do this? Mm-hmm. So, I don't know, Argentina, Mexico, Ireland, Dominican Republic. My husband's been a lot more places than me. He studied in Uzbekistan for 2 summers.
Wow.
So, yeah, he's way off the map.
Wow.
Yeah.
But you keep coming back.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Yep.
It's nice to have a home base.
They're right by Gone Wired Cafe. I mean, can you blame them?
Yeah, it's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But with capital gains, you've got a lot of cool stuff coming up.
We do. We have lots of cool stuff coming up.
And not just articles either. You've got stuff.
Yeah, this year we're really making a push to kind of bring out the face of capital gains. We've always been a little bit, I don't want to say, under the radar, but we've never really pushed events before. And so this Wednesday we're having our first happy hour at Tropo from 4
tonight.
To 6.
Yes, tonight.
Tonight, I meant.
Yeah, it's okay. We get lost here.
Yeah, no, tonight, exactly.
The studio's like at the warp.
Yes. This evening I will be at Tropo.
I'll be there too.
And then, so it's kind of like, we don't get to see our readers. Some of them
because
we know.
It's completely an online magazine.
Exactly. So we're doing that. And then on March 25th, we're having our first speaker series. And this will be a monthly event where we choose a topic and then we have guest speakers. For example, this first one will be at the Loft on March 25th.
And that's right above the harem.
Yeah,
right,
it's a harem, really cool space.
I haven't been there yet.
You need to go.
Is it really cool?
You could come on the 25th. It's very cool. It's wide open.
You should.
It looks like a New York Loft. I mean, like a big New York Loft studio space.
That's cool.
Yeah, I think the plan is they're going to have like shows there and such, mm-hmm. bands and whatnot.
Yeah. We're going to have
and that just opened, right?
It did.
Yep.
It did just open.
Okay.
Yeah, and they've gotten quite a few people in there so far.
Wow.
But we're going to be talking about incubation. That's going to be our topic for that day. And we're going to have Amy Sell from Ann Arbor Spark and Jason LaFay from DeWitt Creativity Group and Thomas Stewart. From the Neo Center. Yeah. So that's what we'll be talking about.
Cool. So what's the format? I mean, is it open?
It will always be fluid. Everything with capital gains is fluid, which is why we're having a very informal happy hour. But the speaker series for this one, we're going to have Amy talk for 30 minutes because she's traveled around the country looking at incubators and taking ideas from other cities. So we'll have her start, and then we'll do a little bit with some of the incubators that have started this region and then have a discussion.
Sweet. So will there be drinks?
Yes, absolutely.
Excellent.
Absolutely.
See, that's how you get half the people our age.
Yeah, I know.
I should have started with that. On the 25th.
Come for the booze, stay for the fun.
Yep.
Right.
But would capital gains ever consider doing like a print version?
No, that's not even,
it's all online.
It's absolutely all online, and I can't fathom how a publication like that could survive.
Right. Because it's such a niche thing.
It is such a niche thing. And this, we've never done any sort of marketing ever. I mean, we have Facebook and Twitter, which I don't utilize like I should. But, there's never been marketing, and we've done pretty well. So.
And it's published weekly?
Mm-hmm.
On
Wednesdays.
Wednesdays. And you can sign up for it.
Yeah,
to be emailed. I get it in my inbox.
I do too.
And it's free.
Mm-hmm.
And... So here's a question, because I'm a business owner.
Mm-hmm.
If I wanted to, could I, do you have advertising space?
We do have advertising space. People can contact me about that, and I can forward it on because I really don't know much about it.
Okay.
I'll be perfectly honest.
And like myself and you, I guess, too, like all the staff is freelance, right? Correct?
Absolutely. I own my own writing company, and so I work from my home. Sometimes I don't get dressed till 2, I'll admit it, but I will
Nothing
be working.
Wrong with that.
I know. So we do everything virtually. We have meetings in coffee shops. I work from coffee shops. I work from overseas.
Yeah, we just had a board meeting, or editorial meeting, rather, at Decker's Coffee last week.
Yep.
That was fun.
Yeah, it is fun. It's a nice way to, it's a really nice way to work. Very casual.
It's a good way to get ideas.
Yeah.
Especially for me, because I need, like, you know, 4 ideas a week.
Well, so give me an example of some of the, I mean, I know I read it, obviously. You know I read it, and you know Dan reads it. But for somebody who's never heard of it, where can they find it, and what's some of the stuff that they can expect?
Well, it's at capitalgainsmedia.com. And, well, there's several things you can expect. We have specific sections on development and innovation. So for us, development does not mean a major Rite Aid on a corner. That's not development
to
us.
By the way.
Yeah. we are more concentrated on, you know, urban development and kind of like the redevelopment. I know that M3 is redeveloping an old house because they're expanding. So that would be something that we would write about. There's a new Thai restaurant in Old Town.
Yeah, I tried to go there, interview them, but they were closed.
Which is fine. But I mean, things like that. Yeah. So, and then with innovation, you have companies that are doing innovative things. And then you also have companies that are expanding or adding jobs, which people don't always think about. But they're, you know, everyone's looking for these like 200 added jobs, and that's the wrong place to look.
Well, you have like Soup Spoon Cafe. I just interviewed them Nick, the owner, last week, and he's expanding to add like 20 to 30 more seats.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, for a small restaurant like that, that's pretty huge because they're not that big to begin with.
Yep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they hope to have that done by the end of the month.
That's a good place to eat.
I was there for breakfast on Saturday. It's a good time.
Excellent. And so were you at Ignite, by the way?
I was at Ignite.
What did you think of Ignite?
I had a great time. I couldn't go to the other two because I was actually out of town.
Mm-hmm.
But I loved it. And we took 2 international students from MSU with us. They're from China.
Oh, wow.
And they were blown away.
Really?
I mean, they had never really been into Lansing. They'd never been to the NAPS building. They thought it was really cool. So
take that, John Schneider.
Booyah. You go, girl.
Booyah. Wow, that is very cool.
That is very cool.
Well, I just want to thank you. I mean, as somebody who wants to stay informed about cool stuff that's going on, I look forward to getting Capital Gains in my inbox every week, and I'm not just saying this because you're a guest on the show, but I actually look forward to it, so I appreciate that. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
And,
thank you, Ivy.
Yeah, so Ivy Hughes, editor of Capital Gains Media, capitalgainsmedia.com. And
we got Mr. Ryan Knott coming up next after this.
We'll be right back on Lansing Next on talklansing.net.
Is there an energy hog in your garage? You know, an old fridge or freezer that's pigging out on energy? Why not let the Lansing Board of Water and Light take that hog off your hands? We'll do it for free and give you $30. If you have an old fridge or freezer in working condition, our hometown energy savers will haul it away. Plus, we make sure nearly every scrap of these old appliances is recycled for other uses. Here's the best part. Getting rid of an old, inefficient fridge or freezer can save you up to $150 a year. That's good for you and good for the environment. Call our Hometown Energy Savers toll-free number, 1-877-674-5295. Or visit our website for more details, www.lbwl.com. Those energy hogs have got to go. So give the Lansing Board of Water and Light a call, 1-877-674-5295.
Come to the forest. It's a place not so far away. A place where you don't have to mow the lawn or babysit.
I saw lizards and squirrels and bugs.
Ladybugs, caterpillars. It's really cool, actually.
A place where you don't have to make time for free time.
Lots and lots of kinds of species here.
Out here, you may even meet the mysterious creature known as the other you. The enchanted you.
It's magic what flowers do.
The adventurous you.
My favorite tree, yes, that one.
The free to be me, you. Ask your parents to take you to this not so far away place. Come to the forest, where the other you lives. But first, stop by discovertheforest.org, a public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
CNN Radio. I'm Cheryl Castro. Los Angeles police say actor Corey Haim has died of a possible drug overdose. He talked about his problems with CNN's Larry King Live 3 years ago.
I think I have an addiction to pretty much everything.
Haim was 38. She calls herself Jihad Jane. Pennsylvania woman Colleen LaRose faces terror charges for allegedly trying to recruit people on the internet to wage holy wars overseas. Eric Massa has resigned from Congress, but he's still facing controversy over allegations of sexually harassing a staff member. He says he did nothing wrong.
If somebody somewhere said they're uncomfortable, I'm at fault.
Former CBS producer Joe Halderman pleads guilty to a lesser charge in his extortion plot against Late Show host David Letterman. He'll serve 6 months. A man who killed 4 women and a 12-year-old around the time he appeared on The Dating Game could be sentenced to death today. Rodney Alcala acted as his attorney. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
I'm WLNS Chief Meteorologist David Young. For today, we'll see mostly cloudy skies, some scattered showers out there. Temperatures still mild, though, in the low 50s. Winds today southeast around 5 to 15 miles per hour. For the overnight hours, lows don't even fall out of the 40s. More scattered rain showers on the way, so a mild night. Then as we head into Thursday, it gets even warmer. High temperatures in the mid-50s, and another good chance we'll see more at least scattered rain showers. From the WLNS Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist David Young.
Anyone can be a victim of identity theft, and it can happen in minutes and then take years for the fallout to stop. More and more people from every walk of life are victimized every day. The results can be overwhelming, a loss of time and money spent by victims trying to put their lives and finances back in order. Prepaid Legal's Identity Theft Shield is an affordable solution to combat a growing crime that knows no boundaries. The benefits include an up-to-date Experian credit report, continuous monitoring of your credit file at Experian so you will be alerted if new activity is added to your credit report. If the activity is not initiated by you, it can point to identity theft. Identity restoration means that licensed investigators are on your side. They're doing the work to correct damage caused by identity thieves. It's easy to get yourself covered. Just complete the online application and your coverage begins immediately. For more information, go to talklansing.net and click on the Prepaid Legal Identity Theft Shield link. This is Walt Sorg, and I'm an independent associate of Prepaid Legal Services Incorporated.
Hi, everybody. Michigan's entertainment reporter Jim Fordyce here inviting you to join me for My Afternoon. That's My with an M-I, like our great state of Michigan. From 3 until 6 p.m., you'll enjoy this lively show featuring interviews, news, lots of chat that's both fun and informative for listeners in Michigan. My Afternoon is a virtual cornucopia of the latest in what's happening in our great state. So if you are tired of an afternoon full of political name-calling and people complaining about taxes, health care, and the disaster under the dome, try My Afternoon for lots of fun. At My Afternoon, we keep our drama on the screen and on the stage, where it belongs. My Afternoon is online at talklansing.net and myentertainment.biz, weekdays from 3 until 6.
Welcome back to Lansing Next. This is Julie Lynn Gibbons.
And Daniel J. Hogan.
And we are back for our third segment. We had Ivy on. That was awesome.
It was super awesome.
Super awesome.
Ivalicious?
No.
Sorry.
But our next guest is Ryan Knott, who is kind of an amazing guy. I mean, the whole
There's
show
no kinda about it.
Okay. He's just flat out amazing. Today is a show of amazing guests. Ryan, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
And so you actually did grow up around here.
Sort of, yeah. Yeah, I grew up in Stockbridge, which is not too far from here. It's a very, very, very small town. But yeah, I am.
It is a Wii town.
It is Wii.
And like a Nintendo Wii?
Wii as in...
Wii-E.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then I moved here to the big city.
the blinding lights of Lansing.
Yeah. They drew me in.
Awesome.
Oh, God. And anyways, so the blinding lights of Lansing. You have a day job here.
I do, yeah.
We won't really talk about that because that's, well, you know, it's all right.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Pays the bills.
Right on.
You have a lovely wife.
I do.
You have a whole life.
Who is the reason we Rickrolled everyone last week. Oh, yeah,
but it's not Ryan's fault.
I'm sorry about that. I have no control.
Yeah.
You have a house full of four-legged friends.
Dogs.
How many do you have? Thank you.
Giraffes?
Yeah. Yeah. Concerned.
Hippos.
Yeah.
Rhinoceroses. Yeah.
We have three dogs.
Three dogs.
A golden retriever, a Samoyed, and a basset hound.
Who woos.
He roos a lot.
Roos.
In fact, I had a whole conversation with him last night based on R and O sounds.
Does he ever say roo?
Sometimes. Yeah. He says all, yeah. I shudder to think what he's actually thinking.
But you do some other cool things outside of your day job and rooing at your dog and putting up with your wife's rickrolling.
Mm-hmm.
You are a musician.
I am.
Plays a mean guitar.
I would never say I play a mean guitar. I play guitar.
Yeah.
We're going to say it's mean. We've heard you. We've even seen you play
online.
I've
heard your cover of Hit Me Baby One More Time. It was pretty awesome.
Which, you know.
I'm sure that's one of the ones he really likes to walk around talking about too, Dan.
It's the highlight of my show. Yeah.
Well, it's his cover of another cover version of it,
right.
If I recall correctly.
Yes, I certainly can't take credit for that particular arrangement, although I will take credit for being genius enough to perform it.
Yes.
Excellent. And but the reason we wanted to have you on today is to talk about this most recent venture,
mm-hmm.
which really isn't, I mean, it's not like it's a job or anything, but tell us what it is and why you did it.
Well, it's the Lansing Happy Hour Club, and it's sort of, it goes back to an idea that Justin Saylor and Julie Becker had a while back for the Lansing Breakfast Club, which I believe you guys have talked about.
Oh my God, he's listening to our show.
Wow. Yep.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. That's such a cool event. It's such a
It's fun.
Innovative and just creative, amazing event. And it actually started as a Facebook conversation on Justin's wall between Justin and Kat Cooper, who works over at MSU.
I think I saw that.
And she was...
I read people's profiles, Julian.
Do you want a cookie, Jeez. Dan? Like, sorry.
No, that's okay.
We digress.
She commented that some people don't like to get up early.
Yeah, because I'm not going to, 7 a.m. Like,
yeah, I mean, that's early.
I can get up at 7 a.m.
Suck it up, Sally.
But
come
like,
on.
Going to breakfast and being social at 7 a.m., that's asking a lot.
It's a stretch for some.
This is why you don't see me there every week.
Right. Her comment was, I could get down with a Lansing happy hour.
Mm.
And so seeing that, I jumped into this conversation that I was not a part of and said, oh, I think that's a fantastic idea. And then Kat and Bugsy and I basically said, yeah, we should do this. And we set up a fan page and started inviting people we knew. And
how many weeks have you been doing this?
Oh, I think this is week... 7 or 8 now.
Yeah, this week's was at Michigan Brewing Company.
Michigan Brewing Company, and
Monday.
Yep, it was on Monday.
Now you guys have like a specific focus as far as where you go, right?
Yeah, we've been highlighting smoke-free establishments just because.
Yes.
We think it's very cool, and obviously that way people can wear what they wore to work, and then not have to get it dry cleaned afterwards.
You did listen to the show. You heard my rant. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, that's all right.
That's all our show is you
Vindicated.
Ranting about stuff.
Oh, hey, now be nice.
Now, do you have like a Twitter hashtag or anything like that?
The hashtag is hashtag LHHC.
Lansing okay. Happy Hour Club.
Lansing Happy Hour okay. Club. Yep. And we don't have a Twitter account specifically. We just pretty much...
You probably don't really need one at this point.
It's viral.
Yeah. It just sort of does its thing.
So you're on Facebook at... It's just facebook.com/Lansing Happy Hour Club.
Yep.
Okay.
That's
and
us.
You've got about almost 100 fans.
Yeah.
Maybe by the end of the today, like Wednesday?
You'll have 101.
That would be good. That would be exciting.
We could do our part.
Yeah, that's right.
It would be phenomenal.
There was a decent crowd at NBC on Monday night.
Yep. And that was actually, it was a combination
that's true.
Tweet up with to send off our...
Just take credit.
I can't take full credit. But yes, we had a beautiful... We had a great turnout, and it was nice to send off the our Lansing Chevy South by Southwesters.
Mm-hmm.
Have you made plans for this next week's?
You know, we haven't. I was sitting over here thinking, during the last segment, thinking, oh, I really wish we had set up the next one, because that would be really great. We have not... but if you become a fan on Facebook, we always send out a really, really humorous, witty, and charming invite each week.
They are pretty witty and charming.
So, where have you been in the past?
Oh, we've done, the first one was at Harrison Roadhouse, which mm-hmm. is one of my favorite places and is relatively recently smoke-free. So we were, that was sort of our thing. We wanted to applaud them for that.
Which was featured in a Capital Gains story, I believe.
Oh, fantastic.
And one of the, they had a whole thing on smoke-free places around town.
Very nice. Very nice. Nice segue, too.
Yeah. Well, lovely. I'm as subtle as a sledgehammer.
Well, yeah, I was going to, there was a comment I was going to make there, but I'm not going to. And we've been to, we've been to Dublin Square, which isn't technically 100% smoke-free.
But that room's all the way in the back.
But their smoking room is way, way in the back, and it's separated by quite a long hallway. And it's one of the few places that does have a smoking section where, again, you don't walk out smelling like you just bathed in an ashtray. And then we also, we've been to Lou and Harry's in downtown East Lansing. We've been to NBC. We've been to Tropo.
Wow. So you really go all over?
All over.
Awesome. So what do people have to do if they want to join?
Nothing. Just show up. we come one, come all.
Awesome. And you've been a couple times.
Yes, I have.
You enjoyed yourself?
Yeah, I have a good time.
Would you answer the same way if he wasn't sitting here?
I'll take off my headphones.
Okay,
he is bigger than me, so yeah.
No, I've been, and it is fun.
It's a good group of people.
I always have a good time.
Do you see new people all the time?
Yeah, we do. We get new people. We had some new people tonight. That was really nice. And the funny thing is it's all people you kind of know from different places.
Yeah. That's, somebody brings somebody, and they bring somebody else, and
well, and we discovered tonight. My wife and I discovered that somebody who was new knows half the people we've known for years and years and years, and suddenly you make all these connections. And
it's weird like that, you know.
Lansing is a great town, but it's one of the things I'm really loving about it is it's got the trappings of a mid-sized city, but it's also a really small town.
With the blinding lights.
Yes. With the blinding lights and all of that. But I love that it's a small town, too, and that, you know...
it is small town, but I'm constantly amazed how... Just when I think I've met everybody, I haven't.
Because she knows everyone.
Yeah,
know?
I know.
No, I don't, because there were people there on Monday night that I didn't know.
So, Ryan, because you're a musician also, mm-hmm. we talked about that. Now, do you have any advice for any like aspiring singers? Like, what should or shouldn't you eat or drink before going on stage?
avoid anything sticky or mucus producing.
Wait, can
I
can
never
we preface
thought
this,
I
though?
Would get to say what? Mucus on
can
the
we
air.
Preface why you're asking this question? Can we just be honest with the good people at home?
Because I really want to know.
Julie Lynn was eating almonds before.
Yes,
right again, and
she
nearly
sustenance. Choked to death.
And she was choking.
Well, I did cough a little. The beginning and Dan, you were
you talking about my esophageal lubrication joke? Is that what you're talking about?
Now we've gone there.
We've gone past the point of no return.
I was talking about cough drops. Come
no,
on,
no, he's just a funny guy. Anyways, yes, you are a musician. You're fabulous, and so we should avoid nuts.
Yeah.
Clearly, I learned that lesson the wrong way.
Avoid almonds. Way. Avoid crackers. Crackers are, are bad news. Anything, as I was saying before, anything that you might spew crumbs at people
hot.
Who are watching you.
Especially if you're single, kids.
Yes. Anything sticky, peanut butter, milk. Milk is a mucus producer.
That's pleasant to think about.
Exactly.
Thank
now I've said mucus, I think, four times
on the
air.
Everybody's going to listen to this and go about to go eat lunch, right?
No. And they're going to see it's like, hey, it's the mucus guy.
Yeah, exactly. Oh God, for a long, like for the past like year now, I've been like, oh, you're the Twitter guy, but now I'm the mucus guy, which is
it's okay. Dan's the
good.
Esophageal lubrication guy, so you still
or
got
the
one
eye patch guy. If you want to
avoid
Lansing.
Avoid custard.
What is good?
General custard.
General
custard.
Yeah. I like to. I drink a lot of water before I go on stage. I usually take like a big bottle of water.
Do you ever imbibe?
When I'm performing? Mm. Oh, all the time. Yeah,
that's... Is there a specific spirit or liqueur that is good for that?
Well, yeah, any sort of whiskey or scotch will definitely...
So scotch helps?
Scotch helps.
I wonder if when I'm doing presentations in front of large groups, I could just start sipping scotch.
I just want to know if I could write off scotch as a business expense.
Don't even sip, just take the bottle.
Yeah.
That's sexy.
It is. Yeah. It's gonna look good.
Hey, and if you walk in a room with a bottle of scotch, people know you're a pro. Like, that person knows what they're doing,
and they're gonna pay attention.
Yep.
And they're gonna respect you
because they're thinking maybe if I'm quiet, they'll give me some.
And they're also gonna get their flip cams out and post that stuff to YouTube.
Probably.
I would totally wear a shirt that says "Scotch helps."
Make it a short presentation because.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Well, thank you, Ryan.
Places I never thought this interview would go to.
Yes.
I can't believe, yeah.
If you know before next week where the next location is going to be, let us know. We can mention it on our Facebook page as well.
Will do.
Ryan Knott, thank you so much for joining us. We'll be right back after this.
Once upon a time, there was a Mexican burro named Herman. He lived at Potter Park Zoo in Lansing, Michigan, where he liked to tease the zookeepers and beg for sugar lumps. One day, the zoo was in trouble. It didn't have enough money to maintain some of its buildings, and if things got any worse, it could close forever. Herman contacted Jim Howe. He was a reporter from the Lansing State Journal, and he conducted an interview. He told the city that the zoo was in trouble and needed help. Well, no sooner was the interview printed than people from all over got together and formed the Friends of the Zoo Society. Donors were found and people pitched in to save the zoo and Herman's home. If you want to learn more about Herman and the incredible story of Michigan's first accredited zoo, it's all available in the book Little Zoo by the Red Cedar, the story of Potter Park Zoo by Kevin Heil. Order your copy today. Go to myentertainment.biz. That's my with an M-I like our great state of Michigan. And visit us and learn how you can get a copy autographed by the author.
Your forecast for today, we'll see mostly cloudy skies. Good chance of some scattered rain showers out there. Not an all-day rain. Temperatures, though, still mild. Low 50s for high. Southeast winds today around 5 to 15 miles per hour. For the overnight hours, mild weather sticks around. Lows only in the 40s. And then as we move into Thursday, good chance of more rain showers out there. But the warming trend continues. Highs in the mid-50s. From the WLNS Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist David Young.
Hi, I'm Denise. As a single mom, I don't know where we'd be without the Y. It's a healthy place for my kids. We spend time together, we stay fit, and at the YMCA, we belong. You know, after all we've been through, that feels really good.
YMCA of Lansing helps all kinds of families keep it together. So visit your nearest YMCA and be a part of it. You can keep your family healthy and happy. The how is the why. Call and join today.
Hi, I'm Bill.
I'm Bernice.
A few years ago, my doctor told me my cholesterol was too high and that I needed to exercise.
Well, he was addicted to junk food.
I've never been an exercise guy, but we joined the YMCA and, well, we liked it so much that now we go every day.
We're hooked.
The YMCA of Lansing offers health and fitness programs for all ages, and they'll help you get started. Visit your nearest YMCA and ask about your personal fitness plan. You can lead a healthier life. The how is the why. Call and join today.
And we're back. This is Lansing Next on TalkLansing.net. This is Daniel J. Hogan.
And I'm Julie Lynn Gibbons. And was that a great interview or what?
It was an awesome interview.
We are very lucky to have
both. It's the best interview I've done with Ryan Knott all day.
Wah, wah, wah.
So, Julian, you know what month it is, right?
March.
You know what that means?
Ides of March. St. Patty's Day. Green beer.
Okay, so it means if you're Julius Caesar, look out. And if you're Irish, have fun. No. March happens to be reading month.
Yay!
And as part of reading month, we're both going to be talking about some books.
Yes.
Because reading is fun.
What you got?
It's the most fun you can have by yourself.
I'm not even going to respond to that one.
My book is by a local author, Jeff Millett, who also does the comic strip Fraz, which is in most newspapers in the state, if not nationally.
Hmm.
It's about a janitor at a middle school. It's hilarious. It's funny. It's very smart.
Okay.
And if you ever meet Jeff, you'll see why it is, because he's a very smart guy and a very funny guy. His book, and I'm going to butcher the name. Sorry, Jeff, if you ever listen to this. It's Trizophrenia, spelled TRIZOPHRENIA.
And we'll have a link to it.
We will have a link to it. And it is about Jeff's experiences as a triathlete.
Huh.
So for those who don't know, a triathlon is you swim, you run, and you bike all in the same event.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
I know people that do triathletes.
I do too.
It's just, I don't know.
But the
props
thing,
to them.
The thing about this book, what I like about it, is it has Jeff's sense of humor. And is very informative, but also pretty hilarious. Hmm. Not pretty hilarious. It's very hilarious. And the other funny bit about it is, as you can see here, I'll show it to Julie Lim and no one else can see because, you know, this is radio.
Ooh.
It is filled
footnotes
with a bunch of footnotes.
Lots of footnotes.
Because Jeff was talking about this because I went to his signing because I know Jeff. I've known him for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked about how he just kept having all these other jokes or ideas while he was writing and kept adding footnotes. And the publisher, they actually had to go with a larger sized book to fit all his footnotes.
Wow.
And it's pretty entertaining stuff. Like I said, I've known Jeff for a few years. He gave me some writing advice a few years ago. I met him at a speech he gave. And this is before I wrote my novel, The Magic of Aerie. And I said to him afterwards, I'm going to be writing a novel soon. Do you have any advice for finishing a novel? And he's like, well, you just got to finish it because you don't want to be 80 years old and wondering what would have happened if I had.
Did you take some of his advice when you did your Ignite presentation?
A lot of my Ignite presentation, that's what I'm drawing upon because that's some cool. of the best advice I've ever received is, you know, he told me you just got to do it. And I'm like, okay. And I did it and I published the book and now I'm working on another one. I'm almost done with the first revision of it. So,
cool.
Yeah. So what's your book?
My book is kind of exciting because not only is it a great book, but it's the first book that I've downloaded to my new Nook.
That's one of them fancy e-reading machines,
isn't it?
It is.
It's like the Kindle, but Amazon has a Kindle and Barnes & Noble has the Nook.
Interesting.
So it's actually really easy to read on.
So I'm waiting for the Schuler Schnook.
Nice.
I do what
Ba-dum.
I can.
Shh.
Truly, if you're gonna do that, you know, talk to me. Just let Dan wet his beak a little bit, you know. We'll talk.
Yeah. Anyways, my book is called The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks, and it sounds like a mouthful, but it's really, really fascinating. I like history and I like science. Not the smartest girl in the world, but I try to be.
You're pretty smart.
You're
pretty and smart, Tee.
Oh, you're so smart.
All right, enough of that. Okay.
Anyways.
First one's for free.
It's a book basically about this woman who was actually a poor tobacco farmer in the 50s. She was black and she couldn't afford, you know, that was in the era of Jim Crow. So you had, you know, whites and coleds and in terms of
segregation.
Yeah. Thank you. That's what I was looking for.
Yep.
And she had a really aggressive form of cervical cancer.
Ooh.
And while she was being treated in the colored part of the hospital at Johns Hopkins, a doctor, actually unknown to her, took a sample of her cells. And what he discovered is that it was actually the first known case or whatever of immortal cells.
Interesting.
Meaning they never died.
And this
they
is just, a true story.
True story. Yep. And anyways, long story short, these cells have been shared with scientists all over the world because they just keep reproducing. And these cells, this line of cells, now referred to as HeLa, H-E-L-A, so the first two letters of each of her names, has gone on to do everything from find or discover chemotherapy, so how to treat cancer. They've gone to the moon where they've done studies. NASA has done studies on the effect of zero gravity on cells. And it's really, really fascinating. So it talks about that and about her story and anyways, really good stuff. But you know what else March also is?
What?
So this is kind of an issue personal to me, so I want to talk to it. Talk about it. It is National Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. And I know that doesn't sound pleasant, and I realize most of our folks are about to go eat lunch. But colorectal cancer is the most preventable cancer out there. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
It's also the most treatable. But if you have colorectal cancer in your family, or if you have, like me, I have Crohn's disease.
Mm-hmm.
If you have somebody in your family with Crohn's disease or IBS or something like that, you should get tested because
good.
It could save a life.
It's good advice.
So we'll have a link to all that stuff on our Facebook page. It's good stuff.
So you know what time it is.
Oh my gosh.
It's time to rock. You ready?
But I'm not bringing the funk this week.
That's okay, because I'm bringing the rock. So we're doing what's on your iPod.
Yep.
I'm going to go first.
Okay.
And we'll wait for
what are we
Mr.
listening?
Jeff to cue it up. This is a little bit of David Bowie action for you. This is a live version of Moon Age Daydream that he did back in the farewell tour in the mid-70s. So this is off the Ziggy Stardust album, but this is a live performance. So what I like about this version is there's this rocking guitar solo at the end, and it kind of goes on and on. It's really, really cool. That's one good thing about live music. You can do that kind of stuff.
You know, I don't have any of the songs that you've played on the show. I'm pretty sure I don't have any of those on my iPod. Or, yeah.
So you're saying I have good taste, and you don't?
Oh, you're so cruel. So cruel. We have different tastes. That's why we compliment each other, Dan. That's it. All right, my song.
Like trail mix?
My song, for those of you gleeks out there, or for those of you like me who are pining away waiting for the return of Glee.
You promised me you weren't going to
play
this.
Oh my God, it's the best show. Okay, listen. Just listen.
I'm taking my headphones off.
It's amazing. It's all vocal, all acoustic. See, I was a choir nerd in high school. And
you're a nerd in general too. Not just high school.
Takes one to know one.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is obviously a cover of Journey's Don't Stop Believin'. It is like the keynote signature. See, Jeff, our producer, is even rocking out.
Yep. He likes it.
Don't hate it. Don't hate it. We're going to wait for it to like hit full out. Yeah. Oh God. See? How can you not love this? You know what? This song is dedicated to Matt Farah. Because I know he appreciates this song.
And I'm sure he appreciates you telling the entire
world
that.
Wait for it. Oh, I thought it was coming up. All right.
Okay, that's enough of that.
It's coming up.
No, shenanigans.
See, Jeff likes it. Anyways, it's coming back April 13th. Can't come soon enough, and now I'm going to be quiet because this is where it hits. Oh.
That's not acoustic. That's a regular guitar.
It was
beautiful.
That's
electric guitar. Make it stop, Jeff. Send it to the Phantom Zone.
He likes it too. I know he does.
Okay, you totally got more airplay than mine did. That's not fair.
It deserves it. It's coming back.
You lied to me. You told me you were not going to play that, because I was totally going to play like some Slayer or Venom to counteract that.
One of the funniest shows out there.
That's it. I'm playing some Mastodon next week.
Yeah, we'll see about that. Uh-huh. It's epic. Uh-huh. It's an epic show. Anyways, I'm seriously geeked for Gleek. Or whoops.
Gleek?
Gleek is what they call the fans of Gleek.
Oh, boy.
I'm not a Gleek, but anyways, I'm a huge fan, so.
So we talked to other people about stuff going on after work.
Yeah.
What do you like to do after work, Julian?
Well, owning your own business doesn't always mean you get out at 5 o'clock, but when I do get out, I like to go to NBC, Michigan Brewing Company, even though I don't drink beer. I'm starting to, as
Way
we
know. To take my answer. Thanks.
Oh, well, sorry. Mm. I also like to go to Dublin Square in East Lansing.
Mm-hmm.
They've got good food.
They do.
And they've got excellent drinks, and there's usually quite a few of my friends there. But, I mean, I don't know. What do you do? Since I already stole yours.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Way to, like, steal my thunder. Way to go. Well, I like to go to other bars, and socialize with friends, and, I got a girlfriend I should see once in a while, I suppose.
Sorry, ladies, he's taken.
Yeah, and make dinner for us. That's, cooking is always a good, fun time. I've gotten in the running lately because I'm training for that 5K come April.
I just bought better shoes. I went down to Playmakers and I got fitted for good shoes.
I have to do that. That's on my list of things to do.
I was getting pain when I was running. Anyways, I'm very proud of my new shoes.
Mm-hmm.
They're snazzy.
So what we asked some of our followers online to tell us what they do after work. And we did get some responses. Melissa said she goes horseback riding and ghost hunting. That's fun.
I would like to do that sometime.
Ghost riding? ghost ride the whip. Ghost
what
ride.
What was that movie where they ride and there's ghosts?
Ghost Rider?
No. It was Johnny Depp. Headless Horseman.
Oh, Sleepy Hollow.
There you go.
I have like no idea what you're talking about. That's one of my favorite movies.
Charades.
That's a great movie. And then Miss Falling Star 924 on Twitter.
Yeah.
She was talking about the Lansing JCs. Great group of people between 21 and 40 doing great things in the community. Hot dog.
We need more groups like that.
Now let's check the Facebook real quick here because we're out of time. Ms. Kat Cooper was talking about Ryan Knott's own Lansing Happy Hour Club every Monday at 5:05. And then I think we had another shout out for the JCs, which I think is actually the same person. So
awesome.
Very cool.
Well, we'll post links to all this stuff on our Facebook page. And again, you can find us at facebook.com/